Man with fully tattooed face tried to rape woman sleeping next to boyfriend. The Aegis Alliance. A male suspect who has an intensely tattooed face, as well as body, attempted to rape a woman in a bedroom while her boyfriend was asleep beside her, according to police. On May 30, age 46, Michael Campbell, who is a registered pedophile sex offender, purportedly pulled a woman's pants and underclothing down while her boyfriend was sleeping beside her. At that point, Campbell began grinding his body on hers, court records submitted in Greene County, Missouri revealed. The woman's boyfriend awakened and chased after Campbell until he left the home. Campbell apparently ran away from the area on a bicycle. When authorities questioned him concerning the allegation, he refuted any wrongdoing. He claimed the woman had actually made sex-related advances towards him in a restroom. However, he said he turned her down since he had a curfew and needed to leave, according to the Smoking Gun. Police apprehended and consequently charged Campbell with first-degree attempted rape. He has been jailed on a $100,000 bail amount in a Missouri county jail. Campbell's face, as well as his body, are nearly totally covered in black tattoo designs. The face tattoos consist of a pentagram on his forehead, Celtic knots on his cheeks and temples, in addition to a pit bull, and also a big polka dot bow tie on his neck. Prosecutors pointed out that many of Campbell's tattoos reveal proof of his potential white supremacist views. In 2014, Campbell was found guilty in Greene County for assault, property damages, and also a violation of a protection order. He served 6 months behind bars for those crimes. In July of 2018, Campbell faced charges of third-degree assault. He continuously punched a guy in the face for not flushing the toilet after the man had used it. At that time, prosecutors deemed the assault to be a disproportionate response to the behavior, which suggests that there is another motivation for the assault, or that he is unstable enough that any person might become his victim as a result of any small thing perceived as a slight against him. Campbell gave a not guilty plea for that case. On about March 20 in 1995, Campbell had been convicted of attempted first-degree sexual assault for an occurrence that happened in Denver, Colorado. He had been 20 years of age back then and was implicated in attempting to rape an age 14 girl. In 2011, Campbell had been apprehended for being within 500 feet of a playground or public swimming pool. His registered child sex offender standing requires him to avoid places where kids could be playing at. Since Michael Campbell is a registered sex offender, it is likely he will be found guilty of a second attempted rape that would result in him being a repeat offender. He likely faces life behind bars if found guilty. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.